I'm very well. Nice to hear from you all the way from Australia.
Well, tell us about what took place at the start of the week in terms of how close to a race day at Redcar it was. I know it wasn't as close in numbers that you would expect, but just take us through what was a big step in terms of racetracks and people.
Yeah, well, it was a really big step. It was the first time that we'd had any spectators, any members of the public in to the racetrack since October 2019. So I think it was a really big step on the way to some kind of normality. It was 50% capacity. There were, you know, we're taking small steps really. So 50% capacity was all we were allowed, and that will be the case for the next meeting on May the 31st, June the 1st as well. Will be 50% capacity, and then we have some meetings later in June where, fingers crossed, if the roadmap out of lockdown goes according to plan, we'll be back to 100% capacity by towards the end of June. So we're really looking forward to that.
So it was open slather. This was club members, public. Who were the people that could come last Monday before you had reached your cap?
Well, it was all advance tickets, so they were all e-tickets. So it was basically a question of first come, first served. The first people that wanted to come could come. We had about 800 people in, so it was a small start, but it was a really successful day. Unusually for this part of England, we had bright sunshine in May, so people were sitting out, they were having a drink, there were families enjoying just being in the fresh air and watching some sport. We had people who travelled quite a long way, to be honest, to be here, because they just wanted to go racing. It didn't really matter to them where they went racing. They just wanted to get back and see it. And I was talking to a guy called John who travelled up from West Yorkshire, which is about 80 miles away from Redcar. And he just said, look, I'm just tired of watching it on the telly. I wanted to see real horses and real jockeys. And he was just having a beer and enjoying himself.
We're chatting to Peter Barron from the Redcar Racing media team. At the start of this week in the UK, spectators allowed back at the track and a number of people taking advantage of booking tickets. So I guess we would call them in this country turnover meetings, weekday meetings where not many people are on track. But even though, as you say, it was in the hundreds, was there a kind of a weird, strange, surreal atmosphere? People that were sort of almost embracing being somewhere and the racing was secondary?
Well, I think it was, people were just enjoying being back together, you know, and there's a lot of camaraderie at race meetings. People see each other, the same people go, and you develop relationships and friendships. So I think one thing was that people really enjoyed that camaraderie again and reuniting with people they hadn't seen for a while. But these are people who also love horse racing, and they were just enjoying the sport as well. We had 8 races. We were really lucky because we saw a horse trained by Sir Michael Stout called Potapova, which is a filly, which is now going to run at Royal Ascot in a couple of weeks' time. So, you know, it's quite rare for us to have a runner that is then going to go on to running at Royal Ascot in the at the next meeting. So that was quite exciting. And, you know, I was talking to some of the jockeys, and the jockeys were saying how much difference it made to them. Just cantering down to the start, hearing people cheering, just having that connection back to the public was just so important to everybody.
So, Peter, in terms of the protocols on the day. In this country, we've now got crowds back on track. There was a time where they still had to wear masks. They also had to have a seat assigned that was their seat for the day, and they could only move in certain zones. The industry participants, the jockeys and trainers were way away from where the people were. They couldn't get up really close. Are there still strict protocols for those that are lucky enough to go to meetings at the moment, or what's changed?
Yeah, there's still a lot of safety precautions in place. So, you know, the bookmakers, for example, had to wear masks when they were taking bets. People could take their masks off in outdoor areas, but if they went close to the paddock or if they went to the winner's enclosure, for example, they had to wear masks in those kinds of areas where there was going to be people close up. Lots of hand sanitizer stations everywhere, lots of signposting. We had zones as well to keep members of the public separate from racecourse officials. So, yeah, there's a lot of safety precautions in place. Public safety was still very much the number one priority. But there was also freedom, you know, and people were just really enjoying being back. And let's hope it's the first step and that we can continue to build on the momentum and get more people back, get back to 100%. And, you know, then hopefully at some point people won't have to buy those tickets in advance, but they can just turn up on the day and just say, do you know what? I fancy a day at the races. Let's get off to Redcar.
And Peter, in a non-political way, can you answer me whether you would have thought that most of those there were vaccinated? It's an ongoing discussion in this country. COVID has been so well handled here, but right now we're having trouble convincing people to get a vaccination, given we haven't had cases for so many months. We're so very fortunate in that regard. But England has spruced how well it's done with vaccinations. Do you know if that was a major message in the confidence of people returning to the track, or?
Yeah, I think it was. I think, you know, vaccination has been very, very successful in the UK, and the vast majority of people have agreed to be vaccinated. So the people that were there will have been vaccinated, but they were also having temperature checks on arrival, you know, to make sure that that they didn't have a high temperature. They were answering questions about whether they'd had any symptoms. So I think Redcar did a really good job in making sure that everybody was as safe as they could possibly be. And it was a great start, and let's just hope that there are even better days ahead.
You couldn't see any situation down the track where racing authorities would demand or request whether someone had been vaccinated, i.e. if they were travelling as well, or is that out of your hands? That's something that wouldn't be a possibility, or?
I couldn't really answer that. I don't think that's kind of, you know,
no.
Answer. I think that's probably, you know, we Redcar and the racing industry in the UK have done a brilliant job at getting the sport. You know, we've maintained the sport all the way through the pandemic, albeit without crowds. Not one day has been missed. And I think the racing industry has sort of, you know, really set the bar very high in terms of public participation and putting sporting events on. They've done a brilliant job. We've now got back to the point where we've got the first crowds back. And, you know, we will continue to follow all the government guidelines that there are. And that's what's happened so far. That's what's worked. That's what's been successful. And that's what we'll continue to do.
So going forward, your next meeting, I believe, is also, around a 50% cap? And then do you have to get approval for the meetings in June? And I know there are other meetings this week that have also had in the hundreds in terms of numbers, well below what they would normally get. So where is this reviewed and reevaluated for the racing clubs going forward to bigger crowds and hopefully big crowds?
Well, the next big meeting is on May the 31st. So the next meeting is on May the 31st, and that's our, it's called the Zetland Gold Cup, which is a very long-standing tradition at Redcar. So it's one of the big meetings of the year. Now, that will still be 50%, and the meeting on June the 1st will still be at 50% as well. And then we move into some meetings later in June. And you know, if everything goes according to plan, if the roadmap continues, I mean, we've obviously got the Indian variant over here at the moment, which is causing some concern. That is a bit of a cloud on the horizon, if I'm honest. But we will wait for government guidance on how those figures develop over the next few weeks. And then a decision will be made about whether we can move forward to, you know, to going back to 100% capacity towards the end of June.
And just finally, the bookies or the fans and the punters, who was ruing or more happy that this was the meeting that was chosen to have crowds back on track? Because who got the upper hand on the day, do you think? Otherwise, the bookies might have been hoping you resumed with crowds a week later, but was there a winner?
There was a couple of favourites that went in. I mentioned Potapova earlier on. I mean, she was a hot favourite, and so I think I saw a lot of smiling faces on punters. I don't think the bookies were that bothered, to be honest. I think I spoke to a bookie, and he was just, he said, look, I don't care how much money we take. It's just nice to be back and do a little bit of business. And he said, whoever wins, this is the first step. And everybody was happy. The bookies were happy. The punters were happy. Jockeys, trainers, everybody was happy. We just have to build on it now.
Yeah, fantastic to see. Good luck going forward. We might keep in touch. All the best, Peter. Thanks for taking the call.
All right, take care. Nice to speak to you.